All right. We have our guest on the line, Bill. Dr. Hauser is joining us.
Great. So we have Dr. Stephen Hauser, the president of the American Heart Association, is joining us for American Heart Month. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, this is a topic that's important any time of the year, but particularly this month. And I know you're here to talk about, there's a new survey that's out that frankly scared me quite a bit when I read through it. Can you give us some of the basics?
Yeah, it scared me too. It's an analysis of healthcare trends in the United States. And as most of us know, cardiovascular disease and stroke is the number one killer currently. And unfortunately, our new projections say that by 2035, things could get worse if current trends continue, with 45% of Americans, so that's over 100 million people, with some form of cardiovascular disease. And it affects all of us, all races, colors, creeds, religions, men and women. So, you know, it's something that we all need to pay attention to and see if we can do something to turn these trends around.
And one of the things that, you know, that is a problem is me. And people like me, because I didn't take good enough care of myself, and then, you know, lo and behold, I had a heart attack. And sometimes it takes something that serious to get your attention, but not everybody gets a second chance.
It's true. So you're lucky that you've been given a second chance. And, you know, my recommendation, which I'm sure you've had many times already, is now's the time for you to change your lifestyle. And you can reduce your risk of a second heart attack, which is what obviously you want to do. It's never too late to do better.
Now, you know, part of it's our responsibility with diet and exercise and taking our medications. The other part that you talk about in the study is the increasing cost individually and on the healthcare system to handle, you know, all of the treatments that are going to be needed.
It's true. The cardiovascular disease costs are about 20% of our total healthcare expenditures. That's obviously a lot. And today, you know, if you look at what we call direct and indirect costs of the disease, it's about $555 billion in 2015. Our new projections say it will rise to $1.1 trillion in 2035. That's obviously a lot of money, and I think we all need to figure out what we can do to improve our health and reduce costs of improving our health. So we're studying it and hoping to make reasonable recommendations that can help people.
And that's one of the you know, obviously these things cost a lot of money. I mean, luckily I had private health insurance and that paid for the bulk of it, but I got bills for months and months afterwards from people who I didn't even know who they were. But one of the things that's disturbing is the cost of some medications. For example, I take Crestar, and for some reason the cost of that skyrocketed. I don't know why, but it skyrocketed. And I think sometimes people go, well, why does some medication cost, you know, $20 and some medications that have been out even longer cost $300?
I think that those are great questions. You know, the Heart Association works with the government and the pharmaceutical industry to try to maintain reasonable costs for new therapeutics. I think when a new therapeutic is developed, it costs an incredible amount of money to get the drug on the market, and I think that's the rationale for the initial cost. Now, as things move forward, the cost tends to go down. One of the things that the government could do is to allow more competition in the marketplace, of course, and to allow Medicare and Medicaid, which some of them, they do things to lower the cost, but I think we can do more to lower the cost, because if people can't afford their medications, they're not going to take them.
Well, that's it. And then even the follow-up care, if you don't have good insurance, that could put you in the poorhouse.
It's so absolutely true. So, you know, I think we need to work with the new administration to ensure equitable health for all Americans. If people don't have access to care, then I think the disease burden and cardiovascular disease is already the number one killer. And there are simple things we can do to help people, but they have to have access to care, and it has to be all the time. You know, people need to have wellness visits and other visits, and so that they have an opportunity to discuss their health with a provider and keep themselves healthy. It's important.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing is human nature is that's never going to happen to me, and we put those things off until we find out that it can happen to virtually anybody.
It's true. You know, I'm not perfect, even though I serve as a volunteer for AHA. You know, I have my moments when I eat the wrong things and become pretty sedentary, and so, you know, I try to push myself. But I think, you know, from the AHA's perspective, one of the things we talk about all the time is building a culture of health in our country. And I think we just need to work collectively to build this culture so that individuals realize that they're in control of their health. They can do things to reduce their risk. And I think that's an important message for all of us to hear.
And we're sitting with Dr. Stephen Hauser, president of the American Heart Association. The other amazing thing is that technology continues to improve, and thank God that it does. You know, not to just make it about me, but, you know, I have 3 stents. You know, 20 years ago, it would have been major open heart surgery. I mean, I was literally back to work in a week. I mean, it's just amazing when you think about the improvements that we've made in heart care.
It's true. And so I think there's opportunities for even more advances. So it's one of the things that I also talk about regularly is that we need as a country to continue to invest in the research that's necessary to develop the next generation of breakthroughs like stents so that we can maintain people's health for as long as possible.
So, Doctor, any final takeaway you want to share with our audience?
I think people that have questions can go to www.heart.org, the AHA website. There's all sorts of useful information there where people can learn how to improve their health, because it's our own responsibility to maintain our own health. So I think we can do it. I think it can be fun. And I wish everyone a great day.
Well, Doctor, thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. We appreciate it.
It was great talking with you.